Welcome to the Memberships Mastermind podcast, the podcast that helps you create a profitable membership that serves you and your family.
Hi, we're Paul and Melissa Pruitt, and we help online entrepreneurs build, launch, and grow their memberships.
Each month, we host two live Memberships Mastermind Zoom calls where we coach and collaborate with other membership site owners all over the world. On each podcast episode, we bring you one question that the Mastermind worked through. You'll get ideas and strategies that you can start implementing right away.
So if you're ready to fill in the gaps in your business, decrease overwhelm, and finally get all the answers on your membership that you've been looking for, let's dive in.
Welcome to the Memberships Mastermind Podcast. So Meg is next.
My question is, have you or anybody in the group ever done a webinar series with Facebook ads to get more members into your membership?
Awesome question.
So has anybody done webinars as a launch mechanism to bring people into your membership? Or have you bought into a membership that was a webinar that you sat in on and then the offer that was made in there brought you into a membership offer? So if anybody, we got a hand. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah, we did a miniature version of our course to get people attracted to our main thing. And at the end of it, there was a offer for them to join our membership. And we did okay. We did okay with that. In fact, we should still continue to do it, and we haven't, but we did it twice and we signed up people each time. But we're at the beginning of this. So we didn't do, like I said, we didn't have like, I can't tell you, I had like 200 people join, but each time we did the webinar, we actually had people sign up. So it was worth it. So I recommend you try it at least. And I also recommend, based on my failure, is keep doing it. Don't give up after just doing it twice, because I think that I need to get back to doing it.
And just to correct that, Lisa, I don't think it was a failure because you said you did have some conversions.
You're right. But I think the failure was that I didn't continue to to launch it, because each time we actually got people. So that's why I'm saying, like, it was a failure on my part that I didn't put myself back out there to do more. And so I need to get back to doing that.
And I'm going to let you know, for all of us, that's the curse of the entrepreneur, because all of us will do something until it works and then we'll get bored with it. And we go out and create a new challenge that we had to start from scratch and try to make it work again. A lot of us should go back to things that we've done in the past that were already successful and figure out how just to amplify the results that we got before. So you're not alone. So thank you for giving some input. We have done this through the years. Has anybody else had a launch mechanism where their launch vehicle is webinars, and then they bring people into a course or a membership model? And I know you specifically asked for membership, but
yeah, a course before, but I haven't seen it done for membership. So I was just curious, and I didn't see you guys doing that. So I was wondering, maybe you have, I don't know.
So depending on when this podcast goes out, we will already be actively doing it again, but it's something that we used to do webinars a lot years ago. And they brought us hundreds of thousands of dollars in launches when we did them, into courses as well as memberships. The interesting thing is it just comes down to your bandwidth and your time. Mm-hmm. And what do you want to do consistently? So your webinar is only as good as how many people you get in it. So if you're not filling your webinar, if you're doing it frequently and you're not filling enough people in there, then that's going to directly affect how many people convert at the end of it. So if you have 20% conversion, but only five people show up, you know, is it worth the time to get the one person type thing? So that's just what you have to think about. So you always have to be thinking about how you're filling that. Now, the reason why in the internet marketing space, a lot of times that you don't hear about webinars into a membership model is typically because a lot of membership models out there are low price point. And it's not as hard of a sell to convert people into a lower price point. So that's why there's other launch mechanisms that you'll see a lot of people do to get people in. It's interesting, though, for all of us to think about that in-person sales, like face-to-face, like if you bought anybody's $2,000 product and they told you to come to a three-day live event, that is a higher ticket sale that typically they're bringing into a high-priced membership, a back-end membership. They're typically bringing you into something that's, you know, a higher ticket coaching program. And in those cases, isn't it interesting that typically people try to get people on webinars, on Zoom calls, and or in live presentations, depending on where you're at and if you're social distancing in the world or not, you know, because there's a higher level of influence when you do an in-person presentation. There's a higher level of influence online when you do a webinar, because that's as close to an in-person presentation as you can get, because it gives you a chance to have an entire arc of a presentation to guide people through an entire story arc, to be able to guide them into an informed buying decision, and then also be present to answer questions when objections come up. So it's the highest level of influence for us to do online. And that's why you'll see a lot of people that sell high ticket programs will convince people to do discovery calls, will convince people to do webinars, because it converts. Now, here's the interesting thing. Why are we doing them more often? It's because you got to get a lot of energy to get people in. Internet marketers aren't going to sell a bunch of courses to people to get 20 people, because if they can get 20 people on a call and sell a $20,000 product, it was worth it for them to get one or two conversions. Does that make sense? Like for them, they would have to teach you how to get 2,000 people on a Zoom call so they can sell them a $29 membership to make the numbers even sound attractive. So it's easier to teach you how to do it a less way. But we will be doing this with Adaptive, our Adaptive membership. It's one of the launch mechanisms that we'll be doing. And very openly, we'll be doing Facebook ads and organic posts that'll drive people into a weekly webinar. I will do that weekly webinar probably about 4 or 5 months every single week, the exact same day and time live, until I perfect the webinar to the point that it gets the conversions that we want. We will then take the perfected version that's getting the highest conversions and make that evergreen. Too many people do one webinar and they're like, okay, I recorded it. I only did it once and put it, and then they go evergreen and then they don't make any money because they don't know if it was actually a good presentation or not. So some of us need to get up and swing at the ball a lot of times to know how to adjust and make it right before we take it to evergreen. But we will be doing that with it. But our Adaptive is a high level membership. It's not a $29 a month membership. It's a high touch membership. So it's worth it. And I know the price point of your membership, and it's in that range. So I would recommend 100% to do it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Welcome. If you enjoyed this podcast, then join us on our free live Zoom calls twice a month. You'll get to ask your membership questions and hang out with awesome membership owner peeps. Just sign up to be notified at membershipsmastermind.com.